Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Samach Vav. This is the second shiur of the blunt. We're going to discuss now by Richos the sugya of the difference between Kavil B'Seif Chagakai and Chagakai B'Seif Kavai. The sugya had started on Daf Samach Heim and Beis with the Braisa. That sinar, if you have a pipe which is chagakai l'b'seif kavai, if you first carved out the pipe and then you attached it to the ground, paisel is a mikvah, it's still a kli and apostles a mikvah. But kavai l'b'seif chagakai, but if you first attach it to the ground, then you carved it out, ain't a paisel is a mikvah, then it climbs like a din of karka, and it doesn't paisel a mikvah like the Rishbam says a lashon, it's like you're making a hole in the ground. So the Gemara Akasha doesn't stem with neither of lezen nor the Rabbanan. And the Gemara says it's Rav Lezer and the Rabbanan of Daf. There's a Mishnah in Kalim, a Daf shel Nachtaimin, a baker's shelf, shekava b'kaisel, which is attached to the wall. Rav Lezer metar, Rav Lezer says it's tar, because it's mechubal l'karka, it's not a kli. V'cham metamin, and the Cham say it's tame, because they don't consider it mechubal l'karka. So the Gemara's kasha is that neither Rav Lezer nor the Rabbanan are mechalik between chakai l'b'seif kava and kava l'b'seif chakakai. Rav Lezer that says that it's tar, because in both cases, it doesn't matter if they carved out or they sanded down the daf, the shelf, before it was attached to the wall, or they attached it to the wall in a raw state, and then they carved it out, then they sanded it down and made it into a daf. In both cases, Reb Lezer says it's tar, and in both cases, the Chum say it's tameh. So the Braisa that's mechalik between Kavil B'Sef Chaka and Chalik B'Sef Kavil doesn't stem with either one. That's the Gemara's kasha. So first the Gemara says that it really goes like Rabbi Eliezer, but the Daf Shel Nachtayim, the Nachtayim shelf is different because they were talking about Pshuta Kliyetz, they're talking about a wooden shelf. And the Tumah of Pshuta Kliyetz is the Rabbanan. So in regard to the Rabbanans, there Rabbi Eliezer holds it's always tar. But in regards to the Raises, there Rabbi Eliezer is going to be Mechalik between Kavil B'Seif Chakai and Chakai B'Seif Kavai. So the Gemara says, Mechal the Shiva the Raisa, but Sinar is not talking about the Raisa. Tzina is talking about Shuvim, and Shuvim is the Rabbanan. And we spoke in the previous Shir Barichas, when is Pshuta Kliyetz Tamei Midar Rabbanan, when it's Tamei Midar Raisa, when it's not Tamei at all, when is Shuvim the Rabbanan, when is Shuvim the Raisa. But that's how the Gemara sets it up, that Shiv is the Rabbanan. So therefore, if it goes like Rabbi Lezer, and Pshuta Kliyetz, Rabbi Lezer holds it, they're both tar, the both ways it's tar, because the Rabbanan, so Beshiva also should hold that both ways wouldn't pass the mikvah, because Shiva is also the Rabbanan, and according to Sar Mishenim, it means when you have it ready, rave in the mikvah b'kashrus. Second of all, the Gemara says, they're not arguing about a wooden shelf, they're arguing about a metal shelf. A metal shelf is mekabel tumah mideraisa, and memela, the argument of Blessed Rabbanan is in regard to deraisas. So the Gemara says, la'olam Rabbanani, faket. The Braisa of Tzina Shechakal B'Seif Kavai, the Braisa that makes the chilek between Chakal B'Seif Kavai and Kavai B'Seif Chakai, that goes like the Rabbanan. V'shani Shiva the Rabbanan. In other words, by Tumah the Rabbanan hold that since it's the Raisa, so in all cases apply B'Stolish, in all cases we'll Machmir, and we say that it's Mekabel Tumah. But in regards to Shiva, which is the Rabbanan, there only when it's Chakal B'Seif Kavai, then we hold the passels, not Kavil B'Seif Chakakai. So the Gemara says, if Shiva is the Rabbanim, we're more Mekel, and we consider it Mechubal L'Karka, Ihachi Afil Chakal B'Seif Kavai Nami. So if that's true, if really it's Talish, and we're Mekel, and we consider it Mechubal L'Karka, so why don't we do that also Mechakal B'Seif Kavai, when you carved it out first, and then you attached it? So the Gemara says, Shani Asa Nikatayris Kli Lav B'Talish, there it's different, they already had a Tayris Kli B'Talish, so therefore, Chazal Machmer. Even though now it's Kavua B'Karka, but already had a Teres Kli B'Talish. Adkan the sugya. So it seemed from the sugya like this. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's always considered Mechubal L'Karka. It doesn't make a difference if it was a Kli B'Talish or it was not a Kli B'Talish. It doesn't make a difference if it was Chakai L'B'Seif Kavai or Kavai L'B'Seif Chakai. It's always considered Mechubal L'Karka, even if it was already a Kli. Once you attach it to the ground, it's Mechubal L'Karka. And he holds that way even Lagabi Deraisis. Even Lagabe Tumma, which is the Raisa, Tumma's Klimatchis, it's still Tara Lagamri, even for the Raisa, it's called Mechubal Karka Kakarka Dami. But the Rabbanan, in regard to the Raisas, There they hold that no, Tolos Shel B'Seif Chibra, it does not consider Mechubar. It's not considered Mechubar L'Kaika if it originally was Tolos and then you attach it to the ground. And even if it didn't have a Shem Kli B'Tolos, even if you first attached it to the ground and then you carved it out, but since it was Tolos Shel B'Seif Chibra, you attach it to the ground, it doesn't have a Din of Mechubar L'Kaika in regard to their Isis. But in regard to the Rabbanans, there the Rabbanans say that when you kivei it b'karka, we consider it, we'll make a legabi the Rabbanans to be considered mechubal karka. But then, there's a chumra in that. That's only when it didn't have a shame kli betolish. When you were chakkel b'seif kov, it had a shame kli betolish. So even though shiv is only the Rabbanan, it still basils. So according to Rablaz, it's always mechubal karka, even by their isa, even when it had a shame kli betolish. According to the Rabbanan, in regard to their Isis, it's never considered Mechubal HaKarka. In regard to the Rabbanans, that depends if it has a Shem Kli B'Tolosh, if it's Kavel B'Sef Chakai, then you consider Mechubal HaKarka, but Chakai L'B'Sef Kavel would not be considered Mechubal HaKarka. So first, I want to read this interesting Shaila. In our Sugya, being Mechubal HaKarka is a Kula. Being Mechubal HaKarka is a Kula. So going like the Rabbanan, we say that when it's regard to deraisis, when midaraisa, you needed to be mechubal l'karka in order to be mekel, we're never mekel. By the Rabbanans, then it depends. If you kavei it first, then we're mekel. If it had a shame kli betolish, then we're not. But legame certain dine teira fakert, being mechubal l'karka is the chumra, and you would need something bedafka tolish. One example is, let's say, a knife for shechita. A knife for shechita has to be tolish. Mechubal karka doesn't work for shechita. Right? Another example is netilas yadayim. The netilas yadayim fakert, you bedavka need a kli. By mikvah, a kli is bad. A kli passes a mikvah. For netilas yadayim, the kli is good. Mechubal karka is bad. You need a kli for netilas yadayim. So, discussing netilas yadayim, which is the rabbanan. What's the din, if you, let's say, have a kli, you have a barrel, and it's attached to a wall. It's attached permanently to a wall. And you want to use it for netilas yadayim, let's say through a faucet. Now, halacha is, if you have a portable kli, it's just full of water with a faucet on the bottom, that could be called kayach gavri. You could open the faucet, and then the water comes on the hands. There are different pratei dinim in that. But there's such a thing that could be called kayach gavri, so you consider you washing from the kli. What if the kli is now permanently attached to the wall? Is that considered a kli legam in etilas yadayim or not? So it would seem like this. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that even to be mekel in regard to their isis, we consider it mechubal karka. So that means he's considering mechubal karka, period. So l'chayr aibazai, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes to chumra, you'd have to be machmir and say it's mechubal karka, and you can't use it even laimi baya bashchita, which is their isa, but even legabe Netilas Yadayim, which is the Rabbanan, you'd probably have to be machma like Rabbi Eliezer, Mecha Teisa to be Mecha, or Blazer considers it Mechubal Karka. Mechubal Karka is not considered a Kli Legab in Netilas Yadayim. It wouldn't make a difference if it's Kavil B'Sef Chakai or Chakil B'Sef Kavai. Even Chakil B'Sef Kavai, you'd have to be machma and you can't use it for Netilas Yadayim. But what about according to the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan, when it comes to their Isis, they're machma by their Isis, and they say it blibes like Tolosh. And when it comes to the Rabbanans, they're mechalik. Kavil b'seif chakai, they say, blives mechubar, and you can be mekel for the Rabbanans. But chakai b'seif kavai, they say, blives like tolosh, you have to be machma even for the Rabbanans. But that's all when being tolosh is a chumra. What about when being tolosh is a kula, being mechubar is a chumra, like v'netilas yadayim? What's it in that case? So the Ramah, in Simen Kufnun Tes, Siv Zayin, he says it depends. He says, if the kli was carved out of the wall, kavil b'seif chakai, then you cannot use it for netilas yadayim. But if it already was a kli, and then you mechabit to the wall, then you could use it for netilas yadayim. And this comes from the Aguda. That's how the Aguda paskins that there's a chilutin kavil b'seif chakai, kavil b'seif kavai legab netilas yadayim. But the Taz is bothered like this. The Taz says, the chayr, what this Gemara here means, that by their Isis we say that it's katolish, and by their Rabbanans, we're mechalik between chagal b'sef kavil, kavil b'sef chakai, L'chayr, that means the Rabbanan l'chayr hold it's always katalish. The halacha is it's katalish both cases. The Gemara's mashia be'etzem mi deraisa, there's no chilik between chakai l'b'seif kavai and kavai b'seif chakai. Rabbi Elazar holds me'ikir adin that always come mechubal l'karka, and the Rabbanan hold that me'ikir adin that always katalish min akarka. Now the Gemara asks the kasha, so what do we do with the rice of tzinar? So the Gemara says, Shani Shiva de Rabbanan, which the Taz is saying, L'chayr means that even though it's Talish Min HaKarka, but in regard to Psalm de Rabbanan didn't want to be Machmir, because the Hopsal is anyway de Rabbanan, and it looks like it's Karka, and Mamel, they weren't Machmir. They considered it like Karka, even though Mikir Adin it was Talish. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, so once the Mekel, even though Mikir Adin it's Talish, the Mekel for the Rabbanans, let them also be Mekel by Chakai Elbasef Kavei Nami. And that the Gemara says, no, if it had a shame klipa talush, she didn't want to be Mekel. So Frank the Tasso, since Mekel Adin it's talush, so who says that we have to be machmir by the case of kava yul b'seif chakakai? By the case of kava yul chakakai, the paslof and the tilis yadayim, Mekel Adin it's talush. Faket, the Rabbanu will Mekel in a case where mechubal l'karka is a kula, they will Mekel to consider mechubal l'karka l'gabed the Rabbanans. So who says they were machmir to consider talish l'gabi der abanans? Fakert, me'ikir adin it's talish. They were mekel to consider mechumr, even though it's me'ikir adin talish, they were mekel to consider mechumr, if not for the case of chakal b'seif kavai. But we're fakert, we're being mechumr as a chumra, so who says they were machmir to consider mechumr? They were mekel by der abanans consider mechumr. Who says they were machmir to consider mechumr? And the Taz says, L'chayr should come out that it's always should be kashif in the deals Yadayim. Because Mekir Adin it's Talish, the Rabbanu will make a legabi the Rabbanans to consider Mechumr not to passel the mikvah. But we don't find anywhere that the Rabbanu will ever machmir to consider Mechumr to passel from the deals Yadayim. That we don't find. As I think the Taz of Kasha. So we see from the Taz and in Chesant Dezach that look, he's learning up the Gemara that the Din by their Isis, that's the Din Mekir Adin. Rabbi Elazar that says that by their Isis it's tar, he holds Mekir Adin is Mechubal Akarka. That's the Chayr Klar. The Rabbanan that say by their Isis it's tar, he holds Mekir Adin it's Talish. But their Rabbanan is a special Kula. And that Kula, like the Shvam says, Kol Kach Leratzalaka, that Kula doesn't apply when it has a shame Kli B'Talish. But if Fakert, if being Mechubar is the Chumra and being Talish is the Kula, so then we pass like the Rabbanan. And it should be talish, period, and we should be able to use it. So he asks like this, if the army shayin in the pasul like Rabbi Eliezer, but if we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, so the chayr, we should pasul it for the tils of dime, even by the case of kavul b'seif chakakai. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer really holds it's always talish. So even if that is shame kli tchila, I mean chakakai b'seif kavai, I mean, even if that is shame kli tchila, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it should also be pasul. But the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah says if you carve it out of a stone in a wall, then it's pasul. But if you have a kli and you attach it to the wall, then it's kasher. According to Rabbi Elazar, they both should be pasul. Because Rabbi Elazar holds by Daf Shalach Tainim becomes tar. Rabbi Elazar holds it becomes karka. So both of them should be pasul. Elamai is saying like the Rabbanan. So the Taz holds, according to Rabbanan, mehecha teisa should be pasul. When you carved it out of the stone in the wall. The Rabbanan hold talosh b'sef chibra is talosh in all cases. By the Rabbanans, the Mekel, Mehecha Tesa, that there would be Machmir by the Rabbanans to say that it's Mechubar. So the Atzei Almegin, Eifenot, and Simen Kufnan Tes, he tainis that he wants to learn Shat in the Gemara that Midairaisit is a chilik between Kavel B'Sev Chaka and Chaka B'Sev Kavai. When the Gemara says, Ihachi, Afilu Chaka B'Sev Kavai Nami, the Gemara's teres of Shani Hasan Dika teres Kriel of Vitalish is not a Rabbanan Dika Chilik. I mean, there's Shvam L'Chayr is Mefurish, not that way. And the whole Sign in that Gemara is a Shtikel Shver a little bit. The Gemara didn't understand the Chilik, and now the Gemara is saying that the Chilik is a Chilik Deraisa. But that's why he wants to learn up that Aguda. That there's a Deraisa Dika Chilik between Kavah B'Sevachak, Chalik B'Sevachak. We who bask in the Rabbanan, it's not the Pshat, the Rabbanan hold, it's always Talish. The Rabbanan hold when it has a shame kli mikara, then it blives talish. When it doesn't have a shame kli mikara, then it blives mechubah mideraisa. But in regard to deraisas, then the Rabbanu will machme both cases. Gzeir ha'atuha. The Rabbanu will machme even by the case of kavil b'seif chagakai gzeira midar abanan. But in regard to dini deraisa, the Rabbanu will machme midar abanan by kavil b'seif chagakai gzeira atuchagakai b'seif kavai. In regard to the Rabbanan, they left it by the regular din, the me'ikira din, that there's a chilik between chagakai b'seif kavai and kavil b'seif chagakai. So who within the gamet kills yadayim will go b'seif the ikira din. And the din, the ikra din is that normally it's considered mechumer, talish is mechibur is considered mechumer, but if it has a shankli, but talish is considered talish, that's the ikra din. It's in regard to dafshan lachtaimim by the rices will be machmer in the case of kavil b'seif chagakai. And it got to Rabbanan, it's a kmu adina. And when it tells time, it's also a kmu adina. That's what that's what Amalika wants to learn. And then the in Simakov Membeis is bothered by that, so Amalika Shari says, it's not Mistabra. The Gemara sounded like there's no Svara L'chalik. So L'chari, the Chilik in the Gemara is a Chilik, the Rabbanan Dik a Chilik, not a Chilik Mikid in their Isa. And the Abiyudu had originally wanted to say Faker, that maybe he could say Faker, maybe the Rabbanan also hold that Me'ikir Adin, they're both Mechubar. Maybe the Rabbanan's Machlaikish Rabbi Eliezer is just Legabe, is just me, the Rabbanan. That's Me'ikir Adin, everything's considered Mechubar, even according to the Rabbanan. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says that since it's Mechubar, it's Tar, and the Rabbanan say no. Since it's Talish Yosef Chibrai, the Rabbanan were Machmir and said, by their races, in all cases, the Rabbanan were Machmir to say that it lives Talish. And by the Rabbanan's, they're only machmir by the case of shem kli betalish of chakal b'seif kavai, not in the case of kavus of chakai. But me'ikir adin, it's mechubar. And that would also answer why by netilas sadaim it would be possible. He says it was olam b'dayti loy mekein. But he holds not that way, because l'maisa by shchita, like we mentioned, he brings rav rishayim hold by shchita, it's kasha b'dievet. So those rishayim, and we're dealing with the deraisa shchita, and those rishayim zicha hold that we pass like the Rabbanan, and it has a din of talush. And that's why it's kashya b'dievet by shchita. And the Rabbanan only machmir l'chatchila. And even the Rosh that holds it's possible b'dievet, he wants a tanya, the Rosh who holds it's possible b'dievet by shchita, that's a din de Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan will machmir al kapanim l'gabi deraisis, just like they will make a l'gabi derabbanans to say it's considered mechubal l'karka, they will machmir l'gabi deraisis to say it's mechubal l'karka, and the male they pass the shchita. And that's the Machlokes Rishayim. The Rosh holds that Chumrah goes even with the Eved. The other Rishayim holds even the Chetchila. But the fact that some Rishayim hold it's Kashya with the Eved, you see clearly from those Rishayim that Me'ikir Adin it's Talish. And the Rosh also he wants to say he's Midarabanan. So he's really in agreement with the Taz that the Yisayit of Agamari is that Me'ikir Adin it's Talish according to the Rabbanan. Just when Mekel Lagabi Psulim Darabanan, and that Kula only applies to Kavu b'seif chakai, not chakai b'seif kavu, we have a shame kli b'talosh. But this brings us in to what's really another very, very big shaila on this whole sugya. Of course, like we said, in the sugya it's mavur that the whole chilik between chakai b'seif kavu and kavu b'seif chakai is only regardless to a din d'rabbanan. In regard to a din d'iraisa, the Gemara's mavur is no such chilik. And Pashas we pass like the Rabbanan, it's a Shayon the Rishayna, but Pashas we pass like the Rabbanan. And mainly, if there was any Psul de Raisa, in regard to that, it should be considered like Karka, even in the case of Kavil B'Seif Chakakai. But what Shvei is that the Paiskim L'Chayri say not that way. The Tur, in Elchus Mikvais, in Simon Reish Aleph, he says, Teinala B'Tayvel in a Kli, Laficha Giga Shekavua B'aretz, if you have a barrel which is attached to the ground and it fills it with megasham, you're not allowed to be tevil there. Kevin shahayashem kliya le'akaydim shekavua. That's the lashon of the Torah. You can't be tevil because it already had a shame kli before you were tevil in it. The mashmaya says that if you first attached wood to the ground and then carved it out to be a kli, you'd be allowed to be tevil in it. Because that didn't have a shame kli kaidim shekavua. The problem is, with the whole machlokes, if kulay shav is the raisa or the rabbanan that we spoke about in the previous year, some rishayim hold kulay shav is the raisa, some rishayim hold kulay shav is the rabbanan, some make a chilek if the person himself made the kli, made the mikvah, poured it into the mikvah, or it just went from the kelim by itself to the mikvah. We spoke about all this in the previous shiur. But everyone holds being tevel in a kli is their isa. So the Gemara is mefurish that the chiluk between kavah b'sef chaka and chagav b'sef kavah is dafkal yeshiva because it's derabanan. But tefila inside a kli is their isa. So why does the Torah say that you can't be tevel in a barrel because it had a shame kli before you attached it, implying that if it didn't have a shame kli before you attached it, it would be okay. In regard to their ices, it shouldn't make a chilek. Now the shach on the mechaber that says sarik shloyehei mem sa b'teicha kli, he brings it to her and he says it's mashma that if it doesn't have a kli kaidim shekavua, kagayin shekavu eitzei evim v'akacha kai kasher. L'chayinu b'mishnu b'rashu paiskum avim beis yosef. L'chayinu tshver. The brayso b'tzinish chagas evkav is dafka by shiva derabanan, the Gemara says in Bava Basra here. Why does the Shach say that it's kosher? And the Ramon Bemison says in Mefurish. The Ramon Siv Zayin, he says, Mutal asaisi al agag, you lie to make a mikvah on the gag, uvach lo yitach kli evan achas, shechakakai l'basayif kavai. You can't put it in a kli or an evan, which you first hollowed out, and then you attached it. The Mashmais again, clearly that if you attach it and then hollow it out, it's mutter. So how does this tur, and the Ramon, the Shach, shtim with the sugya. Achreinim asked the kasha, starting from the marachash. Draw the paiskim down, the tshuva's marachash. It's brought in the biskli tshuva here. And then this is the awesome paiskim that paskin alachal amaisa, like the mashmois of Agamara. Now when it's dealing with tefillah inside the kli, even kavah b'sef chaka is no good, because that's their isa. Rabbi Kiveika paskins that way. It's in the tshuva's chelak aleph siman lametes. He says, you're right, the Torah doesn't sound that way, the Peskin doesn't sound that way, but what can we do? It's a Mefurish Gemara. We can't be Mekel Kenegan a Mefurish Gemara. The Gayin also blames the Tzarechian on the Ramah and on the Makar to the Ramah on the Torah, because Tvila Bekli is their Isa. Sounds like the Gayin doesn't Peskin that way. And the Neid de Biuda, Medurit Tinyana, Simon Kuf Ben Beis, he wants to say that what the Peskin mean is that the reason why they stress that the only time it's possible is by chakakayel b'seif kavai, is because the awesome tefillahs are only derabanan. Tefillahs kelim, particularly kli s'chuchis, is derabanan. Maybe you can have an isha that's only in nidami derabanan, a balas kesem. So mamela, for a tefillah derabanan, it might be okay to be tevil in a kli, which is kavai b'seif chakai. So that's why they stress when they say it's possible. They mean it's possible for all tefillahs, even for those that are derabanan. So that's why they say the case of Chakakai l'b'seif kavet had a shame kli b'talish. But a tefillah v'nidah d'raisa, avada even by the case of kavet l'b'seif chakakai, would also be no good. Kamavuri b'sugin. It's a daichik. But that's what the Neid de Biuda says. So the Akama Peskin, the Paskin, like the Pashas of the Sugya, the Neid de Biuda, Rabbi Kivega, the Gayin. Now when it comes to d'raisa, it's like being tevel inside the kli. There's no chilik between chakal v'sef kavet, kavet or chakai. We pass it like the rabbanon. It blames talish, and you can't be tevil. It's a psul deraisa. And like we said, like the pashas have the taz learns that not like that say omegim. The pashas mean deraisa. It's talish. The whole thing is the rabbanon will makel to be considered mechuba legabe psul derabbanon. But legabe deraisa zukmu adina deraisa is a psul deraisa b'tevil and a kli even kavet v'sef chakai. Abavas tut mit the tur and the pashas mashmais of the Ramah and the shach and lemaisa the chsam seifa has a whole tshuva in it and sim akuf tzad aches in yoridea. He says it's kama the rishayim et seit mafurish. First the tshuva sirajbet and sim and tafeid brought in the Beis Yosef. It says mamish aloshin of the Ramah, if there's a kli chakuka b'chol makom pasul v'hu shechaka b'seif kavei davle kelim v'tevim b'kelim. He says klar. If it's only if it's chaka b'seif kavei, that's when it's possible to say ain't tevel mekel. Vayishlis from the Rashba also, like the tur, that even for the raisis kavei b'seif chaka is good. And as I look, I state in the tshuva sarash, he brings the tshuva sarash to gabe avayel deitar, which the rash holds as the raisa, and still the rash makes his chilek. And he brings that good that we mentioned, the gabe natilas yadayim, the way he learns up that good. Also, even the gabe the raisis, there's a chilek in chaka b'seif kavei and kavei b'seif chaka. And he also brings, there's a Mishnah in Mikvayis, it's also a Mishnah in Parah. It's Mikvayis, Perek Dal, Mishnah Hey, it's Parah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. It says like this, Hashekish Shebesela. If you have a trough that's in a stone, that you buried, that you hollowed it out of a stone, Eimah Malami Mena, you can't use it for Milu Mayim to make a Parah Aduma, because you need a Keli. Eimah Kachiba, and you can't use it to put the ashes of the Parah Aduma in it, because right, you need a Keli. Vein mazim imena, and you can't use it to spritz the paraduma water onto someone because you need a keli. Vein it tzrichet tzamed pasul, and the tumah doesn't go through it even if it's not sealed with a tzamed pasul because only a keli is that way. Vein it beselz as a mikvah, and it doesn't pass the mikvah because you need a keli. But haisa kli, if it was a kli, the chibra besid and you attached it with cement, then memalamba, then you could use it for miloi. Umekachimba, and you could use it for kiddush. Umazimimena, and you could use it to spritz the paraduma wood on it. Vitzrichet samet pasul, and then it is makabel tumah paisel as a mikvah. So in regard to three dinim, in regard to all the dinim of paraduma, kiddush, mili, and azah, in regard to the din of tumah of samet pasul, in regard to mikvah, the Mishnah says that a sheikish shebesela, a trough in a stone, does not have a din keli. But if it already was a keli and you attached it with Sid, then it does have a din keli. So the Mishnah itself is not such a raya, because you could learn Sheikah Shebesel, and this is how the Rambam learns, that Sheikah Shebesel means it wasn't Talash Ubasev Chibrei. You hollowed out a rock that was always Mechubar. The Rabbanan only say, even if you learn the Pshat and the Rabbanan, that even Kavi Ubasev Chakakah is considered Talash, that's when you attach something to the ground and then you Chaykik it. That's considered talush. But if something is naturally attached to the ground and you make a kli out of that, that's like making a hole in the ground. That's mavuri from the sugi before. That's how the Rambam learns. Because the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan. The Rambam says, Sheikah Shebesel is a case where you hollowed out the stone. So that's why it's not a kli, even according to the Rabbanan. He says, that's why the Gemara didn't bring this case of Sheikah Shebesel. The Gemara brought Sina Shechakel B'Seif Kavai, because Sheikah Shebesel doesn't prove anything. Sheikah Shebesel, you can learn it's a case where it's not kavil b'seif chakai, it was always attached. Such a thing, according to everyone, is mechubah l'karka. And he says also, haisa kli v'chibra b'sid is not a raya that kavai, that the chakai l'b'seif kavai is considered talish, because kubin a chibra b'sid is not such a good chibra. It doesn't have a shame chibra. It doesn't say kavai, it says chibra b'sid. Maybe chibra b'sid is not a good chibra. That's why the Gemara didn't bring it b'chlal. But Zagdach Sam Sefer, the Rash, and we could also be Maisef the Rush, they clearly learn this Mishnah is talking about Sheikah Shebesel. They clearly say Mefurish, that's even in the case of Kavil B'Sev Chakeh, not only when the seller was naturally there, Mechubar, and then you just hollered it out. Even in the case where you were the one who attached the seller to the ground, and you were Chaykik it, even that's not a Keli. And they bring the Gemara in Bava Basra. They say, Kedah Issaba Meicher Esa, that there's a chilek between kavil b'sef chakai and chakai b'sef kavai. Shalzach l'shayla parah adumah is negay deraisa. It's negay being mitar someone mi deraisa. And the Rash and the Rash say that there's a chilek even in deraisa that kavil b'sef chakai is not a kli and chakai b'sef kavai is a kli. And they say it's mefurish in Agamara. L'chay in Agamara state v'keret. But l'chay, you see the way they learned, there must be some shat. Like we said anyway, from the Tshuva Zerashva, from the Tshuva Zerash, and from the Torah, and from the Agudah, that even in a gay of their Isis is a chilek between Kavah Vasev Chagai and Chagai Vasev Kavai. And that's what Kama Paiskim all the Lacha Lamaisa. But the Shal is what do you do with that Gemara? So the Kama Terutzim, we'll say a few of them. So the Ksam Sefer, Yeridei Simakuf Tzanichas, he brings four Terutzim on this Shiloh. First one he brings to the Tshuva Smarachash, who is, I think, the first one that discusses it. And he says like this, he says, Batsim we passin like Rabbi Eliezer. Like we said, it's a Mechaz Yishayim how we passin. And he's going there for care. The Rav Yishayim how we passin like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rambam doesn't hold the way, but we don't passin like the Rambam. We passin like Rabbi Eliezer. So, Ayvazai, Lechayr, then we should passin. That even by Yitzinar, Shechakayil B'Seif Kavai, shouldn't passin the mikvah. And Zakdeh, Lemaisa, we also passin like the Brice of Sinai Shechakayil B'Seif Kavai. That's also Lachab Suka. Even though L'chay Agamara came out that Braisa doesn't go like Rabbi Eliezer, that Braisa goes like the Rabbanan. Agamara came out that according to Rabbi Eliezer, just like Daf Shelech Taimim is always tar, so it always would not pass on the mikvah. And in the Rabbanan, by Daf Shelech Taimim, it's always Tamei. And by Shiva, that's because it's Deraisa. And by Shiva, the Rabbanan, that's what's Tali, if that's a shame, Kli Mikara. But no, we bask like Rabbi Eliezer. And we still bask in Tinishkaka Pesef Kavai. It's moving forward from other places. So Vayin stays in Rabbi Eliezer Gufa, the Rabbanan were Geyser by Chaka Pesef Kavai. So why weren't they Geyser in Daf Shelech Taimim? Because it's Dafka, when it's a Kli Kibble, then you see the shame Kli Mikara, then the Rabbanan were Geyser, and they said you have to consider it as if it's Talush. Now, Shengi, Daf Shelech Taimim is not a Kli Kibble. You don't see Kli, the shame Kli Mikara, the Rabbanan were Geyser, even though it's Negei their Isa. When it's a Kli Kibble, even by Negei the Rabbanans, the Rabbanan were Geyser. Even by Shiva the Rabbanan, they were Geyser, that shame Kli Mikara, and it's Aser, it's Possel, even by the Rabbanans. But when not a Kli Kibble, even by their ISIS, they went busted Iker Adin that applies Mechubur. But in the Chanami, it doesn't really stim with the Maskana of Agamara. You have to say that since we pass like a Blaza and we pass like Tzina Shechagas of Kavar, we have to say a different Pshat. The other Pshat them next time safe was it that way. Rayas from different Gemaras, either we pass like a Blaza or we pass like a Rabbanan, either according to a Blaza comes out of Chilik or according to a Rabbanan comes out of Chilik. They don't be Mayrich and all the Pshat them. The Chazinish. And Elchus Mekvayis, Simen Kuvchav Tes, if Katan Yid Gimel, he wants to say that a different Pshat in our Gemara. He wants to say that when the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, Dik Hashem Kli Mikara, these Rishonim are learning that that's a new Pshat. That was originally we held in Daf Shel Nachtayim, and there's no chiluk between Kavai Vasef Chaka and Chagav Vasef Kavai, that according to Blaz in both cases is Mechubal Karka and it's Tar, according to Abundant in both cases is Tolish and it's Tamei. And we said at Teretz that it calls like the Rabbanan Vishani Shiva the Rabbanan. So now the Gemara says, Ihachi, Chaka Lubsef Kavi Nami. So the Gemara says, a new Teretz. Shani Asanik Hashem Kli Mikara is not going with the Teretz of Shiva the Rabbanan. It's like it would say Ella. And it means, La'ilam, there's no Chilat in the Rabbanan and the Raisa. But La'ilam, the Pshat in the Rabbanan is that when it's a Kli Mikara, then it stays Talush. Mashiach, if it didn't have a shame Kli Mikara, then it becomes Mechubar. That's Kufa the Maskana Segemara. That's what Rishayim are learning. But there's a Pshat from Reb Chaim. The Grach al Hashas, Eis Tav Yud Gimel, he says a Kvaldik Pshat. Had it be Miyashiv, the Rishayim that hold, that he could even be Tevil in a Kli, if it's Kavil B'Sev Chagakai. And the Rishayim that say, that the Sheikh is Shebesala, which is Negei their Isis, Negei Paradum, which is their Isis, like Abikidish Mili and Azah, that says Shaykish Abisela, doesn't have a shame Kli, but Negei their Isis. But Haisa Kli, the Kavua Besid, it does have a shame Kli. Imamalu, Makadish Bavachuli, so like we said, the Kudlerim Shat, and Shaykish Abisela is not a case of Kavil Besavichaka, it's even worse, it's even better. It's a case where Imamish dug it out of the stone, which was never Talish, that everyone holds as Karaka. And you can learn that Kavu Basid means it's not a good Kviyas. But the Rishayim, the Rash, and the Rosh, that Shtel Itzu to our Gemara, and say that Sheikesh Beselah means Kavu Basayf Chakakai, and Hayek Kli, the Kavu Basid means Chakal Basayf Kavai, so that the Chilik is their Isis, that it could stem with the Maskan of Agamara. And he says like this. He says, when you have a Kli that's Mechubal Akarka, there could be two reasons why it's not Mechabal Tumah. One reason is because anything that's karka is not makabel tumah. It's a dimay eichlanoso. A food that's mechubal karka can't be makabel tumah. There's a klal, there's a din. Karka is never makabel tumah. Kol mechubal karka, reka karka, it can't be makabel tumah. We're not discussing if it is a keli or it's not. Even if it is a keli, or even if it is an eichel, the fact that it's karka alone is mefkia the shame tumah from it. That's one din. So that's sveita din. There's another din. That a kli, If it has to be a kli because the kli kibble, it doesn't have the shtamshes of a kli. Calls man it's mechubal lekarka. When a kli is mechubal lekarka, loses its shtamshes of kli. You can't use it anymore as a kli. Part of using a kli means to be able to move it around. If it's mechubal lekarka, you can't use it anymore. It's missing its shtamshes of its keli. Zogdazai. The machloikis shablazin the rabbanon is the machloikis benigeya. What's called karka? What's not called karka? They're not arguing an ilchus kelim. They're arguing if something's karka or not karka. Negay other dinim, negay if it's nikna bekasu shav the chazaka. It's negay if you kaisav olav prizbul. The shaila is a karka or not? A daf shel mateches, a daf shel nachtoimim, which is a metal kli, you don't need it to be a kli kibbol. The fact that it's mechubal a karka is not mevatel the shame kli at all. That's dafka by a kli kibbol, it could be called batel the shame kli. The chibal a karka has nothing to do with the shame kli. The reason why mechubal a karka is tar is only because it's a din. Afilus is a kli. But a kli that's mechubal a karka, there's a din. Chibal a karka is mafkiya tumma. So this is a machlaika shablaz in the rabbanan. Talshalim saif chibra is that called mechubar, is that called talish. In this machlaikis, there's no chilik if it has a shame kli mikar, doesn't have a shame kli mikar, makes absolutely no difference. There's one question. Is it called karka? Is it not called karka? The question is, when something is always mechubar l'karka, it's called karka. When something was originally detached and you were mechaber l'karka, does that have a din karka or not? Rabbi Lez holds, yeah. So in all cases, daf shel nachtoimim is tar. Rabbanan hold, no. In all cases, daf shel nachtoimim is tamei. But when you're dealing with the sheikah shebasela, for instance, there it's not negay if it's karka or not. Who cares if it's karka? The question is it a kli? Even if it's a kli that's mechubal l'karka, it doesn't say anywhere that you can't use a kli that's mechubal l'karka for paraduma. That's only din in tumah. In tumah, there's a klal, chibal l'karka makes it tar. Legabe paraduma, there's no klal that chibal l'karka makes it possible for paraduma. Now you need a kli. There's a din, you need a kli. Mayim chayim al kali, you need a kli. So Eibah's night is no machlaik is your blessing in Rabbana. By Kalim, it works like this. A kli, since here, the site of the kli is you need a kli kibbol. It has to be a kli kibbol. It has to be a kli kibbol to mekabel the water. If it's mechubar, it's not a kli kibbol. But there's a din. Kol ha-kelim yoydum le'tumah b'machshava, then oylum le'tumah el b'shinim ma'isa. All kelim, in order to become a keli, in order to have a shame keli, the machshava alone is enough. But once it has a shame keli, and you want to make it ice keli, then you need a shinim ma'isa. Attaching it to the ground is not called a shinim ma'isa. That doesn't have a din shinim ma'isa. So if the pshat was it never had a shame keli, it can't become a keli when it's attached to the ground. Kavil b'seif chakai doesn't become a keli. Because in the kli kibbol, the chshivas of a kli kibbol, as opposed to a kli matchas, which is even a kli pashit, but a chshivas of a kli kibbol that you need for parah aduma is dafka if it's metaltal. If it's attached to the ground, it doesn't have the chshivas of a kli kibbol. Mashenkein, if it was already a kli mikara, so it has a shame keli. So mele, you need a shina maisa to mevatal the shame keli. If you mechabit to the ground, that's not kanuga shina maisa to mevatal the shame keli. Hu adin, legabi being tevil inside the keli, zok Reb Chaim. It's not negay if it's karka or not. If it's a keli, even if it's karka, you can't be tevil inside it. If it's not a keli, even if it's not karka, it's not a problem. It's negay that's some shame kli, but it has to be a kli kibbol. So there also, here's what the Paiskim are saying. If it has a shame kli mikara, chakal b'seif kavai, it doesn't lose a shame kli because you're missing a shini maisa. Mashain kain, if you kavil b'seif chakai, it never had a shame kli mikara, it can't get a shame kli, calls man its mechubar, it's losing, missing the chshivas of the kli. But it's not negay to the machlekes of Blazer, but if it's kakarka or not. If it's a kli, even according to Blazer, that's kakarka, it still passes. If it's not a kli, even if it's talish, it's not a problem. The whole machlekes of Blazer, Rabban is talking about legabe tuma. Legabe tuma, then, even if it is a kli, but according to Blazer, if it's mechubar lekarka, it can't be mekabel tuma. And if you hold like they're abundant, it's talish, you can't say that it's batal because it's not a kli. Because a kli matchis, there's no chsoin in the shame kli that it's mechubar. So mele, it's alts telling the shayla if chubar has it in karka or not. The only problem with the shtickel is, so what does the Gemara want from Shiva? L'chayr Shiva also needs a din kli. Shiva l'chayr is also telling in the shame kli, not telling in the etzim din chibar l'karka. Chaim is bothered by this. But he says you're going to have to learn that the soul Shiva is not totally in the shame kli. That's the chayr, what I think is a big chiddush. A shtickel dachuk. That the shame Shiva is not totally in the shame kli. The din Shiva, they made a halacha by Shiva, that it's outs totally if it's mechubal l'karka or not. He said it's like havai al-dei tara. It's only totally mechubal l'karka. Now, Lacha Mashiva is, Oib Nar, it's considered Talush, it could pass through the mikvah, Vaisis, even without a shame kli. And Oib Nar, it's considered Mechubber, the Etzim wouldn't be able to pass through the mikvah even with the shame kli. So that's why the Gemara was bothered. What's the Chilik Shiva? How come Mashiva is a Chilik being Chaka Basef Kav and Kav Basef Chakai? Money, Layer Blazev, Layer Rabbanan. According to Blazev, in all cases it's Talush. According to Rabbanan, in all cases it's Mechubber. I mean, other way, according to Blazev, all cases is Mechubber, according to Rabbanan, all cases is Talush. So the Gemara says, Enechanam, it goes like the Rabbanan. But Shani Shiva the Rabbanan, and Mela by the Rabbanan, they consider Mechubber. And on that, which is not totally in the shame Kli, the Gemara says, Ihachi Afilu Kavab Skakab Sef Kavinami. So the Gemara then is Mechadish that the shame Kli Mikara gives it a din talush, even though we're dealing with Shiva the Rabbanan. But this chilek din derais and the Rabbanan is also negay the din mechubal lekark and the din talush. With Tuma, by Dav Shalach Taimen, and by Shiva also of Chaim's Mechadish, it's totally, it has to be considered talush. If it's mechubal lekark, it be'etzim can't be mekabal Tuma, and it be'etzim can't become Shov. Now, Sheikin lekabi other dinim, which is not totally nechibal lekark, it's totally if you need a kli, lekabi Sheikin Shibasela, and lekabi Tvil inside a kli, there, the chibul karka is not enough to pass it bichlal, even if it is considered mechubul karka. But leave the chisa, if it's mechubul karka, so it doesn't have the shtamshes of a kli, so it's totally. If it was already a kli, so you need a shini maishim about the kli. And memela, that's why we retain the shame kli, even though it's mechubul karka. Hashanken, if it wasn't a kli, it can't get a shame kli, calls man it's mechubul karka, because it doesn't have the shtamshes of the kli. That's a shtickle tari from Abchai.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.